With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel has launched a new wave of strikes and says its attacks on Iran will escalate and expand. The threat today comes after President Trump said talks on ending the war were going well and gave Tehran more time to open up the Strait of Hormuz. 1 month into the war, we get an update from correspondent John Gambrill.
The American-Israeli war on Iran has reached the one-month mark, and Tehran is still hanging on and using insurgent-like tactics to maintain its pressure both on its enemies and the global economy. Now, on the economy, that pressure really comes from its chokehold it holds on the Strait of Hormuz. That's the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which about a fifth of all oil and natural gas traded once passed. Now, Iran controls who goes through the strait and when. And that pressure is largely from the threat of it using drones and missiles on ships passing through without permission. That has stopped that traffic.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper says dozens of countries now agree something needs to be done.
We have more than 30 countries come together to talk about the processes that are needed to ensure the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and also the protection for international shipping.
And President Trump has been calling on partners there to do more. The Senate has approved Homeland Security funds for TSA and most other agencies, but not immigration operations by ICE.
The deal, which was approved overnight without a roll call vote, goes next to the House, which is expected to consider it today. It's a potential end game to the 42-day shutdown that has jammed airports, disrupted travel, and imposed financial hardships on workers. President Trump has said he'll sign an order instructing Homeland Security to immediately pay TSA workers, but if the bill becomes law, that won't be needed.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting, and this is SRN News. The abortion rate is rising in the United Kingdom. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to the latest government statistics, there were just about 300,000 abortions in the UK in 2023, the last year for which all the numbers are in. Consider that there were only about 600,000 live births in the country during the same period, and the problem pro-life advocates are trying to highlight comes into sharp focus. Meanwhile, the British government is moving to decriminalize abortion up to the moment of birth. Michael Harrington reporting.
A bill under consideration in Idaho would make it a crime for men to use women's restrooms, even inside privately owned businesses. At least 19 states, including Idaho, already have laws barring transgender people from using whichever restroom and changing rooms they prefer in schools and other public places. But none of the other states' statutes apply as broadly to private businesses as the Idaho bill, which covers any place of public accommodation. This is SRN News. It's Greg Clugson with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The U.S. stock market is headed for its fifth straight losing week, which would be the longest such stretch in almost 4 years. Major indexes continue to fall amid rising oil prices sparked by the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran. A federal judge has ruled in favor of AI company Anthropic in temporarily blocking the Pentagon from labeling the company as a supply chain risk. The judge said she was also blocking enforcement of President Trump's directive ordering all federal agencies to stop using Anthropic and its chatbot, Claude. Prospective homebuyers who have invested in certain cryptocurrencies will be able to use their holdings as collateral to fund their down payment on a home. A new company plans to roll out the crypto-backed mortgage sometime in the next 3 months. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.